Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello. Have you ever wished that you could, on a phone call, just change your voice rapidly to another person's and just have fun? You know, maybe you want to call your grandma and wish them a happy birthday from, you know, famous comedian Jerry Seinfeld. Or maybe you have a friend who's, you know, really, really, really a lover of R&B and yacht rock, and they would love to hear from Michael McDonald. Well, with this new app, Michael and Jerry, you can very specifically turn your voice into Jerry Seinfeld's or Michael McDonald with one press of a button, and the person on the other side will be none the wiser, leading to fantastic hijinks and memories and jokes for you, your family, and friends to enjoy for a lifetime. The app only costs $17.99 in the App Store and Android Store. And I would just say, just please don't hesitate to get this remarkable app before I'm inevitably sued by both of their estates.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Can we get a little sample of what it would sound like?
Sure. Why don't you say something in the mic and I'll record it on my phone and then I'll have it say it back to you. So why don't you start with a simple sentence?
420 Day Fiancé is my favorite show.
Okay. And then you want that Michael or Jerry?
Jerry.
Okay. 420 Day Fiancé is my favorite show. See? Cool, right?
It really works.
420 Day Fiancé is my favorite show. I gave you that one for free.
Yeah, now, I was literally just going to say, can I hear that in a Michael McDonald? And then your like app is like already ahead of me.
Yeah. How about this one? I've been sleeping with your twin sister.
Oh,
that's just
God.
A good one. It feels different if you hear that from Michael
it
McDonald.
Really does.
I don't know. I just go through some of,
it's less,
you know,
upsetting that way.
Well, what's interesting is this is actually a massive data gathering operation because whatever you speak into the phone gets sent to me. So I also, in a way, I kind of have you enable the microphone by using the app. So I listen to every single person's phone call. And then I use that to like sort of just blackmail them on those. Well, I shouldn't. Never mind. I'm a big fan. Okay. Anyway, thanks so much for having me. I am Sophia Alexandra.
Damn. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hello. Welcome to the podcast. And I'm pleased to welcome you as the founder and CEO of. All right, let's take it back a step. Have you ever wanted to change your voice mid phone call to an indeterminate accent that will sometimes be Eastern European, sometimes not really of this earth?
Sure.
Occasionally, it'll have hints of English. But really, we'll never land there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, if that sounds like something you're into, you're going to love my app. Can you say that again?
Okay. And can I, how does it work?
Basically, you just say what you say. Mm-hmm. And then our team, and by team, I mean me, will do my best. Mm-hmm. Which will inevitably not be good enough with the impression of your choice. And then basically you're going to get a one of a kind. I'd like to call it an NFT of impressions.
Wow.
That's all.
That's fantastic.
I'm Sophie Alexandra.
Wow. You're also Sophie
Alexandra.
Just kidding.
I'm not. I'm Miles Gray. And I have been this whole time.
And I have been since before you ever knew. Anyway, welcome to this show, which we call 420 Day Fiancé.
And it is a podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé. And it's various iterations. But today, we're on the OG 90 Day.
OG 90 Day, Season 9. Episode 4. Who do you think is here, you idiot? Pasta La Vista, baby.
When I saw that they're just really hardcore leaning into the food and drink puns this season.
Pino, you didn't.
I did contemplate harming myself.
Pasta La Vista.
I mean, right after Pino, you did it.
Home Sweet Hoax was before that. And then, what was episode one called? Who gives a shit? Ketchup to My Mustard was episode one.
That's
what
I'm
a journey
saying.
We've been on.
I am upset.
Yeah. Pino, you did. Actually, yeah, that's a good. I didn't even. For someone who never fucking writes down the episode names, how the fuck are you the person who's like, more often than not, it's like food or drink based?
Because
yeah, three out of four were food based.
I never write them down as I'm like so offended by like the system and by the titles that I'm like, fuck this. But also I'm like, ew, I know what you're doing.
I thought you never write the titles down because just generally you're like, man, fuck that part of paying attention to the show. I didn't realize that you were protesting the lack of creativity from whatever lowly producer had to name the episode and make the description.
Oh, wow. So now I'm against a lowly producer. That's
man,
I am
fine.
Now.
Fuck it. We don't care. They're faceless. Unless they want to come on this show and make themselves known, in which case then we will extend to you humanization. Until then, fuck you.
Yes. I think it's a little from column A, a little from column B. I do have a ton of contempt for puns that are not like good. I don't know. Pasta La Vista is not.
You like Pino, you didn't.
I liked it better when they were those weird like song titles for a bit.
Yeah, right. It's like you give love a bad frame because it'd be like about a like a weird bed frame.
No, I take it back. I also hated that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, see. Just keep as long as you're honest with yourself. I don't care. I'm just this is the mystery that is you. That's I'm just trying to just let me in. Let me know. That's why I ask. Okay. Not trying to be nosy. Benny and Ari though are our first couple, and it's time
to
leave.
What do you think about this ep? Juicy, dry? What we think?
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what this season's going to become.
I feel like the Patrick thing was truly hilarious because like he's just such a loser that it's
Patrick?
Super funny.
Oh, Mr. Pump Up. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. That's got some. That has a little bit of texture to it. The others, I don't know. Like inevitably, I think it's one way.
Plot point trying to pass off fucking fettuccine Alfredo from a bag as fettuccine Alfredo.
Look, we'll
like,
get
that's
to that.
What I'm playing with
right
now.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. We'll
She's pretending to be a whole ass black that. Woman, but that is what we're going to focus on. The chicken stew rubbery. Like, okay.
Well, that's what it is. I don't. That was a very interesting moment in the show. But we'll, look, we're going to get to that. I did not like that weird fucking bag of shit, though. But Benny and Ari, it's time to leave. Okay, they're going back, or she's going home to Princeton. He's leaving Ethiopia. He's very nervous and stressed about leaving, considering the night before where it was all Pino, you didn't. And people, obviously, she got splashed with the red wine. And it's true. You know, him being a total non-communicative child basically created all that tension for it to spill over. Now they're basically like, their reaction is Ari did this to you. Ari did this to you. But Ari doesn't really give a fuck what happens with her relationship with his sisters at all. You know what I mean? Like her energy. So I'm like, don't worry. Like I'm out of here anyway. It doesn't matter. Like we can go. I don't care. Fine.
I understand her being like, okay, the way you went wild rivers on my face with that wine.
Mm-hmm.
was like upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
It was more like raging waters, if I'm being honest.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Good fun, motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's a SoCal water park bonus for people who don't know.
So anyway, but the point is, yes, you can be mad about them splashing you with wine.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Did you ever lie about going to those places because your parents just couldn't take you there, but like other kids went and you're like, yeah, I've been. Because you don't want to be like, I've never been to Wild Rivers.
Oh, I lied about 90% of things to have done in America for like a very long time.
I was just thinking, when you said that, I've been like, yep. And I was like, I've never been to Wild Rivers. Nobody took me to Wild Rivers. I've been to Raging Waters on a field trip.
I think I told you this maybe on the Zeitgeist one time where I went to Wild Rivers with my cousin with like a bus full of like people. It was some sort of lower income thing, I think. I don't know. The point is we did not have chaperones and me and my younger cousin just stood outside of different like concession stands and begged strangers for money just so we could get unlimited ICs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Salute.
So that's what happens when you let two very poor children at supervised.
Salute that hustle. Water park. Damn. Panhandling. Icy handling.
And then I didn't know we couldn't do this, but we definitely stole someone's like floaty thing that you go like the tube thing that you go down rides on.
Yeah, yeah.
We were like, oh, they're just sitting out here. And like, I guess people just put them out there when they go in a different ride and then pick them up. I'm like, I don't know. We're wild. We don't know what's happening. We're wilding out at Wild Rivers. Hey,
it's not just a fucking clever name, okay? It's not just a clever name over here. So anyway, I completely interrupted you because I was like, wait, I had a very specific high memory about Wild Rivers.
But I definitely lied about going to Raging Waters.
Wow, look at us. We were the reverse. Mm-hmm. I had been to Raging Waters, never been to Wild River.
Because I heard, Raging Waters, wasn't that the big one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Wild Rivers had a cooler commercial in the early 90s.
Ah.
At least that's how my brain remembered it. All that to say, Ari, she is fucked up and doesn't give a fuck about her relationship with the sisters. And from her perspective, they can just fuck right off for all she cares.
And again, I totally understand that after you got splash zoned. Mm-hmm. However, let them say goodbye to the damn baby. And yeah. I know you made the baby, but they love the baby. Just let them say bye. It's just like,
I don't know.
I think it's bad karma not letting them say.
Oh, bye. Yeah. I don't. So, well, her perspective, right, is she's like, I did everything. Okay. I did everything I could to be nice to them, to have a relationship with them. They did nothing. That's bullshit. I get that their relationship is very contentious. Don't get me wrong. They don't like her. I'm not saying that they like her. They've tried in the past, but then Ari also has a habit of completely exacerbating things or just disturbing the peace by making decisions unilaterally and doing it in a way that is triggering everyone sort of collective trauma around losing Binium's first child, which is white lady vanished with the kid.
Right.
And not communicating anything clearly at all, just deciding not, and then also not even being sensitive to it. Yeah, your stock fucking goes down a little bit. And because she doesn't care, and I think because they were also unable to extend an olive branch, it's just become a kind of an out of control situation. Seems like Wish and Mimi, even though they want to be stank faced the whole time, at the very least, they don't want to like yell at each other and at least have enough of a relationship where they're able to see their nephew that they care very deeply about.
Look, I think they're messy and shitty. I mean, because the producer was like, so would you apologize? Do you think you need to apologize to her for anything that happened? And they were like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
Stone cold, nah.
Mm-mm. No.
They're like, she does owe us an apology, though. I'm just saying that's adult shit, and like they're moving to a new fucking country.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know when they'll get to see that baby again. Let them say goodbye.
Yeah.
It's going to feel annoying to you for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you can feel fine about it because they're literally not going to see that baby for years. Just like chill.
Yeah. And try and remember that they're You know, I remember y'all were doing that little mud bath, you're doing massages, you had your spa day. There were moments where y'all were having fun. And we know that on like a certain level, there wasn't always like this. But whatever. The TV show and everything probably changed a lot. And I'm sure just the behavior in general changed a lot. So to smooth things over, like Benny really wants to see, you know, his sisters and his brother just one last time because that shit was so fucked up the night before. And he really feels bad that he just did not fucking tell them he was doing this. And you realize how
hurtful it was. He's such a fucking coward.
Yeah, he's a baby. But like the whole thing with them is they're just saying, hey, please just don't be naive. That's like Mimi's biggest feeling is like, hey, don't be naive and do what's best for yourself. It was clear the night before. She's like, this fool is completely unhappy, but can't leave his child's side. So that's the situation that she believes he's in.
There's just this like really weird thing of like, I don't know, like in their relationship, so much of the way that his family acts towards her is based on fear and like lived experience from his ex, you know? And so at the same time that you're like, they are such assholes to her. Mm-hmm. You're like, it's also coming from this other place. And it's not a who's right or who's wrong thing. It sucks to be treated like shit by your dude's family in another country.
Yeah, and it's also this thing where both of them need to take a step towards each other to reconcile things, but are unwilling. They're certainly in some fucked up point of no return, but things have definitely gotten so fucked up that it's hard to see them like ever just sitting down without one party being like scowling at the other the whole time. So, you know, he asks them one last time. He's like, hey, will you come to the aeropuerto like when we leave just to send us off? Cause I want you to say bye and I want to say our goodbyes. And yeah, and they go, they show up. Ari doesn't want to see them. They don't want to see Ari. She doesn't want Avi to see them. It's just like just a fucking mess. And you're like, and here you go. See? And now Wish and like Mimi are so you could tell how hurt they are that they couldn't see Avi. And they were they're like, she's evil. But also they're
the
talking
older
like
one's
people
crying.
Yeah.
They're like also, one of the other things that Ari doesn't seem to understand is these women raised him.
Mm-hmm.
His parents died when he was young and these women raised him and this is a lot for them. And like, yes, they're overprotective. I'm not saying you have to like fuck with them heavy or like be great friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying there needs to be a moment where you're like, hey, I'm the mother.
Mm-hmm.
This is a baby. What is best for the baby?
Mm-hmm.
Probably to say goodbye to his aunt and uncle because it's nice to be loved. Or I mean, by his aunts because it's nice to be loved. That's all.
And just watching them all, man, nobody's doing the right thing. Like, no one's actually being the bigger person.
That's what I think hurts.
So it's like, that's why it's fucked up. Like,
you see it from everyone's point of view, and you want everyone to just, like, give each other a little grace, and they're just not capable.
I mean, you know, Wish is out here.
I think this is white people.
Splashing her with the
For
wine.
Real.
I don't want to see. I'm glad she didn't show up. I can't see the baby. It's like, are you surprised though? Nobody. And then Ari with the way she's acting, are you surprised they feel the way they do either? And nobody can. We're in the land of everyone's right. But anyway, love to see an aeropuerto scene when you go to the aeropuerto.
To me, it's also that like, shit, hold on, I forgot.
The aeropuerto.
Yeah, I think that's what distracts me every time because I'm just giggling in my head. And then I'm like, wait, what was I thinking? Hold on, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Talking about Wish. She can't be surprised.
Oh, this is what I was going to say. I remember.
Yeah.
This is what I think fucking sucks. Is that because Beanie is such a fucking coward, what happens in like their family circle relationship is he leaves this vacuum that's then getting filled up by Ari and the sisters. Mm-hmm. And that is not the kind of thing that would be happening if he actually was strong enough to say, hey, I'm moving to another country in a week. We should, or 2 weeks or whatever. We should hang out a lot before I leave. Instead of having her just take the heat, then never apologize to either her or them. Yeah. To just kind of stand back and be like, well, I guess y'all are in a fight now and I won't do anything to make it better. I'll just quietly disappear into the hedge behind me.
Yeah. I mean, his conflict avoidance, very clear, just completely shuts down, unable to intervene at all. And like, I think, the whole thing's a fucking mess. You know what I mean? Like, he's just, good luck. Good luck. But we'll see.
That's right.
He's on his way to Princeton, to her land, and her culture. Let's see next. Kobe and Emily. They proper boned, huh? They finally did it. They got it in mommy and daddy style at the hotel.
I've never been less attracted in my life than watching that man walk around in those tighty whities.
Yeah, in his white tank top. This motherfucker really looked, I was like, is he fixing sausage in the kitchen?
That was the vibe. The vibe was like, hey, shoes? Meet your new stepdad, Sophia. That yeah, was like, the fucking vibe.
He's smoking a cigarette.
And you get in the kitchen and he's like, you want me to make you cereal? And you're like, that milk is expired.
I want you to put pants on?
Pants on.
Like, please? If that's on the menu? Yeah, he said the chemistry is rekindled. And, you know, they showed them the night before. They're like, it was a pretty good night. And they showed this, like, montage of, like, them making out.
Again, ew.
Yo, so fucking horny.
Can you stop zooming in? You're up in them guts. And I am upset in my guts.
I do not want to see that at oil. But here we are. They're like, every, you know, they got to get that little hot pornographic scene in.
It's
the
so
way they were
gross.
Showing it. I was like, yo, she's just off the way they were kissing. I'm like, oh, this is when she gets pregnant.
Exactly. You can see the sperm traveling up into his dick.
Yeah. I was like,
the sound effects, then the graphic, like specifically like throwing of the lingerie in a really awkward way where it was like not really a part of the thing.
Right.
And then the like stripping your shirt off. I'm like, this is not a rom-com right now. This like, is too much.
What's that lube you're using? It's that new brand called, I can't believe it's not pre-cum. That's where they're at. So there was one part, she somehow took her underwear off from the front.
That's where I'm saying she did it really. I'm saying it was like a weird, like, oh, here's the pink underwear to bring it in for continuity.
I thought she like Doctor Stranged her asshole or something.
Like that shit was in her pocket.
Like she was able to bend and manipulate the laws of physical matter to remove the panties.
It was like that Zoolander scene where he tries to get his underwear off to mimic what's his face?
Right.
Hansel. Woo. And then he gets a wedgie.
What can you do? What can you do? So, whatever. They fuck. She's definitely, I think that's the time she gets pregnant. But it's finally time to see Coben. And there's like a nice moment. They're driving home. He's so excited. He's like, what if my son doesn't accept me? And, you know, she's like, no, you talk to him. Like, he calls you dada on the FaceTime. It's been a minute. They pull up. He's so emotional. He's so overwhelmed.
This makes my heart hurt.
When they pulled up and he was just so overwhelmed by like the occasion.
Like him crying twice. He cried in the car.
Yeah.
And then he cried when he meets the son. And like the fact that he's afraid that his like son doesn't know that it's his dad. I'm like, my heart.
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking, you can just tell.
Stop. Like,
he was trying to get himself together. He was feeling so many things, right? Mm. They get to the house. And just looking at him again, like you're saying, he breaks down again. Just seeing him, he's so happy to see his son, and he's like, "Look, that's my son." And you know,
please stop. I like literally, I'm like, this he get, is too much.
Get the Emmy. This is when they got their Emmy. Even though the clips from the next fucking episode, you're like, He's like, those titties are a fight, me versus the baby.
And I you're don't
like,
want to think about that right now.
Well, think about it so you don't cry
about
anymore.
How excited he is to meet his son.
Well, just keep that in the back. If you want to keep yourself from being overwhelmed, remember that's what he's about to say next. It's not Kobe versus Coben over them titties. I'll tell you who's losing. Anyway, but he does get so overwhelmed when he sees him. Coben gives him a little look and he's like, oh. But he's also
badly wanted to be there and to say, you know, like babies and little kids and stuff, when you meet them and you like do something and they don't like it, like, yeah. All it is just like keep adjusting.
Yeah. Yeah.
They forget real quick and they're not trying. They don't want to react negatively to you. Just like keep doing different stuff.
Right.
Because if you just go, oh my God, they're crying, and you just like back off, like,
yeah,
you like are assigning way more importance to like a very basic reaction they're having because they're so little.
Sure, sure.
So yeah,
sure.
I'm just saying, if you scare children, stick with it.
Yeah.
That I like to do. Here's a tip. That if you meet little kids who you're trying to talk to, like, I'll go, like, an opposite joke is really easy for them. Like, that's something they really get. Mm-hmm. So I'll, like, go, oh, is this your sister? And, like, the kid will go, yeah. And I'll go, yeah, I don't think so. I think that's my sister. Pretty sure it's my sister, and I'm going to take her home at the end of this. And they're like, no! And then they're so excited that they know something I don't. And then you start, like, playing that way. And I think it's helpful.
Everyone's like, you're so good with kids. I'm like, I just like to fuck with people. And you can blow a kid's mind with the lowest effort. And you know what? I kind of thrive in that environment, to be honest. So it's all fun.
And I love making up shit. It's so fun.
Oh, making wild bets. I'm like, you bet I can levitate. I bet I can make my hat move.
Yo, I
bet
I can do all these other shit. I convinced my next door neighbor's kid I was a witch, but like a good witch. And I had a rain stick that I like was like, no, you can't shake it. You're going to make it flood in L.A. It's like really serious.
No, mom. Yeah, I saw her cleaning her rain sticks in the sink.
Uh-huh.
She has a few of them. They're like pink. One's
his
purple.
His dad was like, can I come back? He was like telling his dad, can I come back to Sophia's later so we can do her witch ritual? Her dad is like, what the fuck were you doing at her house?
Shit. But anyway, yeah, her dad is saying, I'm going to keep my eye on him. I'm going to watch his actions. But everyone was, it seemed like her entire family was pretty moved. I think like anybody watching at how overjoyed he was in that moment to see his son for the first time. Cause you know, sometimes people are like, what's up, Odin? All right. You good?
Dab me up.
Cool, man. I got to get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm going to go eat a fucking $10 grilled lobster real quick. I got to go. And I'm going to make your mom sob in it. Oh, shit. All right. Shall we take a break?
Yes.
Yeah, let's take a break. And we'll be right back where we're going to go on down to the Lone Star State of Texas right after this.
America's so fucking tight. America.
Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Apply directly to your head. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Apply directly to your head. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Please apply it directly to your head. Please come and subscribe. Please come and participate in the chat. We'd love to see you. Like we were just now. We were exchanging tips on things we say. Jokes for kids. Like telling them
like
you're 72 years old.
With kids.
Or say you're, or if they say, hey, I'm 5, I go, yeah, me too. No. Yeah. You want to see my ID? See?
Kids,
I was born in 1984.
Love to
I'm
know
5.
More than
you.
Kids love to know more than you.
Yeah, I know.
That's why it's fun to be like, I'm 5, and then being like, no, let me give you my information.
Anyway, come to the chat. Come to the shows. Come to the live streams. They're like live shows, except from the safety of your phone or wherever the fuck you're at. But you can't smell the weed from Sophia and I's screens. That is the one thing you will miss out.
I don't know. I feel like you kind of can.
It probably looks like you can smell it, yeah, through the screen for sure. Let's talk about Patrick, 31. Our new couple, Patrick and Thais, who is 25, I believe, and from Brazil.
Yes.
And he's from Austin, Texas, and he's pumping. And I'm not talking about his breast milk. I'm talking about his muscles. In a way, pumping his chest muscles for sure. He's goal-oriented, and he goes for broke.
Okay. This man is a joke.
Oh.
In a way that is just almost too ripe. Like, I'm going to make a man that got... Like, I'm going to make fun of a man that got busted for illegal fucking doping and weightlifting, not once, but twice, who was trying to get to the Olympics.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to take this dude seriously. His body and his head, like, it looks like his body farted out his head.
He's going for
like
broke.
Like a tiny little bubble fart.
He's going for broke. He's going for broke. He's going for broke. He's going for broke. Okay. Ever since that little league coach who screamed at me so bad I cried for 3 days had a shirt on that said pain is weakness leaving the body, I made that my life's philosophy.
Fucking Jesus.
Yeah, was that a shirt that was just glorifying toxicity? I don't know. I don't know. But I like that as a concept. Yeah, getting popped for PEDs twice. Come on, man.
Like, how stupid are you?
Everyone
knows you don't dope before.
I mean,
the
I knew
Olympics.
Kids when I was in high school who were taking steroids to play football. When I was in high school, never underestimate what people will fucking do, like, to win. It's just fucking wild.
Who
and then at that level, stakes are so high. Some of these kids are like trying to get scholarships and shit to D1 colleges. So they're like, fuck it, my senior year, they don't test us in high school, so I'm just going to look like a fucking gigantor and do whatever I got to do. Anyway.
Gigantor is also incredibly stupid because he says things like this. Being stronger than everyone was something I was always good at.
Right.
Where do I start with that?
Something I was good at, being overpowering people.
And
how do you verify that?
Always is troubling. Mm-hmm. Have you been fighting and overpowering people since you were a child? Mm-hmm. And this is just something that you relentlessly pursued until your violence earned you a weird, like, tiny nut situation now and no sports and you're going door to door selling security systems?
Yeah, but look at my house. Look at my carpet.
That you live in with your dysfunctionally drunk brother.
Hey, what the fuck? Whoa, Patrick. Hey, Patrick. What are you doing, Thais? You gonna get she gonna pull a leash on you? Patrick, woof woof, your little doggy, bro. Look at you. my man was fucked up.
He was so drunk.
The whole time.
How are you that drunk and you're playing pool with three other dudes?
So he lives with his brother in his big house. So he had a wife, right? We didn't even talk about he had a wife who was also a weightlifter. But once he destroyed his career, she was like, man, I'm kind of into just being with another person who likes to lift heavy pieces of metal.
He said she fell in love with another weightlifter because I wasn't lifting with her. This is this man's fucking love story.
Yeah.
You got to lift with your girl, bro. If you don't. Yeah. Gonna live with someone else.
So
Patrick.
Guys, so I'm living with him. And I'm living with my brother Patrick. John is living with him, a masshole to the extreme. Like capital M masshole. And his brother or Patrick is explaining, like, he's my older brother. He spent obviously a lot more time in Massachusetts than I did. I'm also from Massachusetts, but we moved or whatever. That is John, and here's me. Big body boy with the infinite tears. That's the name of my graphic novel about my life. And, you know,
and then we meet John, and John's like, hi, how are you?
Yeah.
You're probably wondering if I'm racist. And the answer is yes.
I'm not racist towards Chinese people. Everyone else, though, kind of.
I think you mean Orientals.
No, it's 2019, bro.
That's 2022, bro. That's how you say it now.
That's what I say now. Celestials. That's what we say now. Like, you know, Deadwood. Yeah, they had a tough childhood. His dad left. His mom was left to raise four kids on her own with her own, like, mental health and addiction issues.
Yo, being bipolar and a single mom who's raising four fucking kids?
Yeah.
I'm just bipolar, and it's already
and
a lot.
And battling addiction, too, on top of
so
that.
So very frequently, those are comorbidities. Basically, a very large chance if you're bipolar that you have abused drugs or alcohol.
Interesting. And yeah, for him, that he looks at that, he said, like, you know, he always wanted his mom's attention, but he never got it. So he yearns, right? And then, you know, he met Thais. They hit it off. He says she was loving him in a way he, like, never knew. I never knew that someone could love my itty-bitty head like this. And is it really itty bitty, or is his body just too all big and
that is what it is?
Bumped up, pumped
it's
up.
It's the second one.
Pumped up. You know what I mean?
But also, stop saying, like, oh, she loved me like no one else did. When in fact, what you said was, I saw her on Tinder in Brazil and I was like, this girl can't be real. And then when I saw her in real life, she was real and I fist pumped.
Fist pumped. And so, she was from heaven.
It's not that she hasn't loved you like anyone. It's that you see her for 2 week increments, 14 times in a row.
Oof.
And all you demand from her is for her to be hot.
Yeah, that's it. But she's about to be here in 5 days. You know, they chat every night. And also, you know, we got to shout out the fact that Patrick said he learned Portuguese to speak to Thais because she doesn't really speak English. And granted, his dad, I think he said, is Brazilian. So that may have made it easier. But either way, to endeavor to learn another language, I think, is admirable, because we fucking never see an American person be like, I mean, like, we can count them. Like, Kara right now is another person who speaks Spanish. He's speaking Portuguese. Fucking Ben, even in Maogani, that dude even bothered to learn a little bit of Spanish. Even though she speaks English, let's be real. But anyway, he's talking to her on FaceTime. And, you know, they're up in the back, John's got friends over. And, like, there's, you know, some little pops of laughter and yelling, bro sounds. And she's like, what the fuck is that? They partying? She's like, I don't want no parties at that house. When I'm there.
Bros just being in their natural habitat in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, this is my house, too. So...
you're never going to have a bunch of bros, right? And there's never going to be an explosion. Go, oh, are you serious?
Yep.
No, dude, no. Oh, my God. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. No, 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 no. That one.
So, yep, man, yep, that's all two.
The, familiarize yourselves with the calls of the bro. Oh, this one. Oh, 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 you really, are you going to call your girl? Oh, that one. Patronizing one. Anyway, look, there's so many these calls.
I mean, definitely. I think those are some classics.
They are classics. And so, like she's saying, she doesn't want all this commotion in the house when she's there. Then John stumbles in. And she, you can tell, she fucking hates John.
She hates John.
Fucking hates John. Sorry, I don't like you. Fuck out of here. She's like, this is my house. I don't want parties there. And he's like, what'd she say, bro? He's like, she doesn't want parties here, you know, and she's here, she wants to be calm. And that's fine. It's all good. There won't be any party. I'm not going to party. What are you talking about? I'm not fighting you. I'm not fighting you. I'm not going to fight you on this. What are you talking about? Anyway, and so she's like, yeah, and then in Portuguese, she's like, oh, yeah, tudo bom? Like, tudo bom, like everything good. And he's like, yeah, tudo bom, tudo bom.
That's how I like to do it, to the bone.
Tudo bom becomes to the bone, you know, to the bone, Thais, to the bone. You know, I hear you. All right. So him and Patrick grab a drink, I think the next day or whatever, because she's about to arrive. And we find out he's doing home security sales. He's balling. He hands off the install work to his bro, John. But again, him going to Brazil dried his money up a little bit. He's saying, I'm losing $1,000 a day, you know, when I go there. I'm losing $1,000 a day.
I mean, it's incredible that he went there 14 times and they've been together for 11 months.
Right.
And then he proposed.
Yeah.
That's
to the bone.
I mean, like, I love being visited, but that's kind of unhinged, no?
That's to the bone, you know?
It is to the bone.
To the bone. That's what we call to the bone, I think. You know what that is? That's a to the bone bone.
That's a bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone bone. So they go to this bar, right? And when they're talking, we find out, so Thais has got a little bit of Jasmine in her.
Yeah, it's so funny. My next note is, someone went to the Jasmine School of Surveillance.
Yeah, 100%. The School of the Americas. Where you will learn to put down leftist movements with our weapons and tactical knowledge. That's what she's doing with it. Turn your location on hold so I can see you when you go out. Then John, he's like, hey, lady, whoa, let me ask you something, lady. Yeah, you ever got your location on when you go out, when you goes out, you do it?
Just a random woman at the bar.
She's like, oh my, excuse me, sir, what? You leave your location on when you go out. Fucking shouting and shit.
I like that this really turns on him because then the bar patron, so by the way, when they like subtitle when they're talking to her and the dude, they lower say bar third. Patrons. I died.
I love that they got a lower third.
The woman is not as sympathetic as you would think because she goes, she gets him back when she's like, oh, do you have a girlfriend? To John. And
right.
He's like, no. And she goes, then shut up. Okay.
Exactly.
Then we find out that not only is the location enabled, but he provides security footage.
Right.
From his house to her so she can see that no woman has come over.
That's bad. That's
my
bad
fucking God.
I mean, my goodness. You're giving it all up. Meanwhile, your brother's harassing bar patrons to try and shame you. Meanwhile, he's just self-owning out here. Hey, what do you think of that? You do that? Huh? What do you say? Why are you talking like that? You know I'm stupid? You leave your location on? Fuck you, you fucking... fuck you, fuck. That's his, like, energy when he's just trying to shame his brother. And all his brother's doing is, look, man, you get that we were abandoned, right? This is one way I'm overextending myself to try and prove to this person I'm trustworthy when my word isn't enough so she doesn't leave, okay? I don't know, bro. You just get fucking drunk like I do, bro. Who gives a shit? That's it. You fucking think about mom and dad. What are you fucking weird? You fucking, what the fuck is that, bro? That's what it feels like. Anyway.
So Patrick says essentially that he's only gonna have the location enabled and gonna be only providing surveillance footage. Wow. I'm so sorry. I'm laughing.
I solemnly swear to provide surveillance footage.
In Brazil. He's like, look, no, I'm not an idiot. When she moves here, I'm going to be healthy and turn off my location. And he goes, but also she told me I could not train women at my company. So
yeah.
I did it. I don't.
Oh, God. It's going to be over. You think it's going to be over? All right, bro. You think John is going to try and find like somebody because he's so used to hanging with his brother. He's either going to hang out with the bros more or like suddenly he shows up with like some person he's dating. It's like, John, what is this? Like, this is Lula. What are you saying, bro? You know me and Luz. We go way back. You know, she's a tow truck driver. Remember when I told her my truck? Yeah. Yeah, the one I tried to kiss. And she said I was making it weird. But we got over it, and now we're dating. It's pretty cool, right? That's, I think, where John's headed. But we shall see. Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Miona and Jabri?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk Miona and Jabri. They're settling in. She's never lived away from her parents, where they've done everything for her. I didn't know that. I thought maybe she like had her own vibe or whatever, but she's just, you know, she's living spoiled child life, sounds like. She's like, apparently, the way he talks, like, she's never done anything like this, like, fold a shirt or like fucking
chew her own food.
Yeah. Or like masticate independently. Those things have been off the table for, I'm really worried about her. So they, you know, he's saying like, hey, I'm going to make you some breakfast in bed. Hey, why don't you unpack today and let's get settled in? She's like,
She's like, I think I've unpacked everything I'm going to use. He's like, you just have two shirts out. She's like, yeah, you heard.
Right. Yeah.
And then she's like, do I have to unpack the winter jackets even?
Right.
And he's like, yeah, all of it, because we're staying here for a while because we're broke.
Right.
You frustrate me, but you're sexy.
You frustrate. Oh, but you're so sexy. You know, he's like, you know, you can't just, I don't know how you think money works because you lived with your parents and everything, but you don't just, it's not like we're going to like driving to Disneyland and then you just live at Disneyland. You have to like have a place to live and then an income to support that. Do you know how this shit works? How easily you can get crushed by the gears of capitalism in this country? Okay, maybe not. I need to get my album off the ground if we're going to go. So if we need to do that, we need to stay focused here in South Dakota. We need to get your makeup line going and we need to get my music career going and we'll be on our way, baby. We'll be on our way. On one hand, she understands like that what he's saying, but on the other, she's just like, in her mind, she's like, I can't launch my makeup line in South Dakota. I have to be in Los Angeles. That's just how this works. Okay. I'm not sure how that's how any of it works, but good luck with that hypothesis is what I would say.
I mean, there's no reason to act like you got offers for your makeup line.
Yeah.
But I like the confidence and I also understand not wanting to live there.
Yeah. She wants to do what Yara did. I think definitely she turned that shit into something. Even though people were like, yo, you're lying about what the makeup is even made of. And she's like, I'm blocking the haters. Not the best example of what to do, but an example of what is possible. But I'm sorry, Miona, you're not really coming correct with it at all. But they do go grocery shopping because that is part of their, like, you know, duties as people living with Mahala and I forget what his stepdad's name is. And she's just like in total awe and wonder, not just at the size of the grocery store, but how like many pre-made, prepared foods there are for like seemingly like the most simple things. She's like,
fuck it. That's how I felt too when I first went to my first supermarket.
Rice?
And she said the same thing of like, she's like, why does the fruit look so fake? I said the same shit too.
Like there's
and she's like, they wax their apples?
No, we wax our assholes. You misheard me.
And then the string cheese thing, same. Yeah. I'm like, I also didn't understand. I'm like, why do you have to touch it? That's what you guys like about it?
Right.
It tastes like whatever. Like, it's fine, but it's not like
yeah,
a good cheese. But you guys just want to get your nasty hands all over it? This is so bizarre. I also tried to just bite it, and people freaked out.
What the fuck are you doing? There's one in Japan that's like a smoked string cheese that you can get. That's good. There's like the turned up version of string cheese. I'm not saying it's like
I'm intrigued.
Has slight flavor because American string cheese is like it's truly just like I don't know, dude. This all this milk byproduct we have, we just turn it into this shit that like I don't know, kids will fucking eat. Anyway. She's like, whoa, hold on, Jabri. I'm looking at this. This is 8 burritos for $3. That looks like a good deal. And then if I buy 5 of these, I can
get five.
If I buy, hold on.
5 for $5?
Jabri, what is this? I've never seen this. You buy 5 to get 5? It's 5 for $5.
And you get 5?
How do I get 5? How do I buy 5, Jabri? I want 5 and not 4, because we got... You got to buy 5 to get 5, Jabri.
Jabri, you don't understand budgeting.
Oh, my God. I got to get... Okay, here's the deal. Okay, you got to... Okay, if we're going to buy... So these corn dogs, I never had corn dogs, but if we're going to have them, we have to buy 5 to get the 5. Otherwise, we don't get 5. And that's just... All right, fine. All right. We won't serve your parents corn dogs. Fine. I like how she was like, I'm not really used to rules at all. Like in Serbia, like with
She's
my parents.
Like, my parents just let me do whatever, essentially.
So, Mahala's rules are like kind of a fucking bummer. And just, you know, another reason for us to live on our own. She phrased it like, oh, okay. When it's time to cook, though, wow. What are they serving up? Nothing good.
I don't know why you would. It's not hard to make pasta.
No.
So it's just like confusing why you would do it this way.
Yeah.
Don't even have to put chicken in it if you can't cook chicken.
They bought a bag of frozen pre-made penne Alfredo with chicken, I believe is what I saw. I believe it was penne. That was so disrespectful to not just the viewers, not just to the parents, not just to themselves, but to just to people around the world. I would say it is, like you said, so easy. You could buy the sauce pre-made in a jar, and you could buy dry pasta. The shit will taste better and was cheaper than what you just bought without the fucking chicken.
And not just that, because you save so much time, y'all couldn't have bought a salad
like in a bag with the croutons,
like literally,
and dressing,
with pre-made
shakur,
dressing
all there. What are we talking about? Because okay, and we'll get to that. So they're cooking this. While they're cooking, he's just like moving around shit in a pot, and they're like, you think we can get away with, like, if we hide the bags, they don't see us, they'll think we made it. First of all, what, like, you think you're fucking clever by saying like, yo, what if we got him on that one? Anyway, so he brings up David during while they're cooking. She's like, wait, what the fuck did you say about David? He was against me from the beginning. Don't talk about David and whatever. And he's like, look, you guys started off on the wrong foot. And the way what he describes sounds like something that would irritate me. Why did I emphasize that part? Like, apparently, like, were they at a venue or a restaurant and the power went out? And she immediately said, is like, oh, this place is like stupid. This place is ghetto. Like, I can't, the power went out. Oh, I can't believe this. And David was coming from the perspective of like, this is normal. So I don't understand like why you, like, you have so much energy, like we're at a restaurant type thing. And he's saying since that moment, David has been cool on her. And I think in the same way, who knows if he called her out at that thing. I've seen relationships like where someone brings their partner, like their new partner, to the group, and there's some kind of shit like that, and you're like, and that's actually when it was all wrong for them, and that's totally why it led to her screaming and him screaming and then crying.
He basically said, like, you know, you should be more humble, you know, shit like that happens in Serbia all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she did not care for that.
Yeah, she can't be humble, come on now. What do you think, she listened to the Kendrick album? Oh, that's coming up. That's going to be dope. But yeah, that has basically been the wrongfoot.com for them the whole time. And she's like, are you going to see David more? And he's like, yeah, I got to work on this album since that is how we are going to move to Los Angeles and I can buy nice clothing. Okay. And I will buy you Yeezys and you can look like Kim Kardashian. Okay. Is that a deal? And whatever. She's really not happy about it. And he keeps saying like, she wants to cut David out, and he's like, that can't happen. This guy is my kum, as they say in Serbian. Daddy, this is my godfather. This is my brother. We went to a Serbian Orthodox church to make it official. like in God's eyes that we have each other's
back. We did a ritual. Are you for real right now?
Yeah. 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 So she's like, nah, that's bullshit. That ain't happening. I fucked up. Fuck the Orthodox Church type of shit. She's like, I'm your family. And basically saying it's him or me. And he's like, that sounds like an ultimatum. She's like, it's because it is. And this ain't Netflix. So what the fuck is it going to be? Think about it.
I cringe because Eastern European people are like, we're all so similar. It's like there's no backing down. It's right. Like someone's like, that sounds like you said something fucked up. We're like, yeah, I said the most fucked up thing.
Right. And
you're like, oh, OK, I don't know what to do with that. You're like, yeah, I bet you don't. Think about it.
Oh, my God. All right. So then dinner is served. Mahala's out. She sits down and she sat down, looked at her fucking plate and was like, what the fuck is this? Okay. This looks very interesting, she says, takes a bite and is like, like it's edible.
They were dicks.
Yeah.
They were straight up dicks.
The stepdad.
Her and the stepdad were like, guess what? It's open mic night and you're sitting in the front row.
He was confused. He's like, when they were talking to the producers, like, the food was awful? I don't know how to... He was really, like, confused. I don't understand what happened. So, meanwhile... hold on. Why is Miona wearing her sunglasses at the table? Part of me, my, like, older parent came out, and I was like...
I know.
Why are you wearing your why are you wearing sunglasses at... My grandmother, I think, came out.
Disrespectful. But then she did take them off.
Yeah. But... That was my
but I
first.
I felt the same way.
I became an old my grandmother who was like, "Why are you wearing sunglasses in here?"
It's like having your hat on at the table.
Yeah, and they find out she's like, "What's going on with this this food? Like, what's going on? Like, the chicken is just like rubbery. It's really mind blowing how bad this is. It's sort of like how they're trying to describe it." And he's like, "God, Mom, why do you just make fun of me? Okay." Like, gets all emo. He's like, I don't know how to make pasta. And you want to fucking tease me at the table in front of my girlfriend who is blackfishing. That's like his energy was so angsty teen angry at his mom. I was laughing so hard.
I was too. He's like, God, Mom, all I ask is for you to be nice to my girlfriend. God.
The heck, Mom? She doesn't know how to cook because she comes from Serbia. And it's not fair to her to say words straight out of Disturbia.
Wait, hold on a second. I have to grab something.
No. Don't get the fucking feelers out, you fuck. Please. I was just doing... Why are they just right by where you were... Yeah! Those are disgusting fucking shoes. Please get them all.
Sing it again, bitch. Sing it to me again. I want to hear that whiny little bitch
I'm
voice.
Not
Come
sing.
On.
I can't sing anymore.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Those are just... This isn't a... You know what? This isn't a fight you should feel honorable winning. You know? I'm just going to say that. I was just trying to do a character bit. It was just a character bit. And then you took it. Then you took it there. You brought your nasty ass feelers out. To offend me with my aesthetic sensibilities anyway. So he's like,
you offended my auditory
sensibilities. Fine, I did. I don't care anymore. You're not gonna treat my girl like a whore. We got a frozen bag of pasta at the store. Ugh. He does say,
I'm gonna have to make up and
he says we tried. He says we tried so hard, Mom. We tried so hard. Okay.
We tried so hard to put in the least amount of effort.
Thank you.
Ever, Mom.
That's almost word for word what I wrote in my note. Y'all not trying hard at all. You actually did the least possible effort. You bought a bag of frozen shit. You just had to reheat, you fuck.
Well, that's a synchronicity boom boom.
I mean, look, the culinary outrage bonus is there. Again, and look, I went from somebody who did not know how to cook to someone who really likes to cook. You got to take it in baby steps. If you don't cook, don't think you got to come out with the wildest shit out the gate. It is so simple to make food. It really is. You just got to start with shit that only takes like maybe two ingredients you got to prep. Okay. Start off just boiling some pasta and reheating some sauce out of a jar and combining it and put your big old green can of Kraft Parmesan on it and fucking live your life. But start there. Don't
this. Got to start somewhere. And then slowly you're like, oh, what if I put my own seasoning in the sauce?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, what if I throw a vegetable?
Right.
And then eventually you'd be like, oh, I could make my own sauce. And it's not that hard.
Yeah.
I can do the Marcella Hazan recipe, which is literally three ingredients.
Yeah.
Half an onion, butter, and tomatoes.
Boom.
That's it.
Look at
and
that.
And it's fucking delicious.
Look at that.
Anyway.
Look at that. Look at that.
The more
God,
you
instead
know.
Instead of disrespecting your mother with that. I would never, that's weird.
I would
to
not
me.
Serve my mom that.
You know, I wonder if that's, is maybe food isn't a love language or something. Food, even, I mean, it is mine, but I was bombarded with food love, like from both sides of my family. So to the, when I would ever cook for my elders, that was, I couldn't come fucked up. Like I wanted to make sure shit was okay. So that part alone, I think, was like making my inner like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Your mom that I'm pretty sure you like. Come on, y'all.
Same.
Come on. Man.
I completely agree with that.
Yeah. Or just been like, look,
then
mom,
we find out
take out. All right, take it. Sorry.
That Miona was dark phoenixing everyone.
Yeah.
Because she said, well, at least they know what to expect. From now on,
I know
if they ask us to cook again,
that's what we call weaponized incompetence.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to a relationship near you.
I'm playing 4D chess, bitch.
Yeah,
you
I mean,
think I'm out here.
It's not that slick
making this pasta. Yes, and
you're not slick though. You're that's not low. I scared when you're like, and now they'll know that I will feed them poison. So then they can never ask me to do it. That's how I solve things with my parents that I have a very contentious relationship with. Anyway, so we'll see what happens there. But Mahala is not into it, and they're all hating. I think this one's gonna get good. This one's gonna get real sloppy, I think. And I don't care because there's no young children involved.
Yeah, exactly. No victims here.
Yep. Just crash and burn on reentry, please. That's fine. Let's move on to Kara and Guillermo. Not really much here.
Pretty boring other than he loves Duck Dynasty.
Yeah. So they're driving through the Virginia and he's like, wow. He's loving the sights. He's like, it's so big. Look at the hay. Look at the cows. Everything's different. He's just completely amazed. And he's like, everything's so beautiful. And he's like, I want to talk like a Southern. And he's like, idiot. Then he's like, there's this show about people who hunt ducks. And they're in the South. They're like, yeah, duck. Okay. What? Guillermo, I get it.
It is such a fucking random thing to be into.
I mean, it makes sense, right? Because, like, we love these weird depictions of other cultures. You know what I mean? It's like, it's like Jersey Shore almost. If you're living abroad, you're like, look at these American people with their duck. I mean, it's even big here. But yeah, he loves it. And he said it's just more
it's
fun
like,
to talk that
it's
way.
It's probably because they're showing that now.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like a child.
Yeah. I don't want to say Alabama. I want to say Alabama.
He goes, welcome to Virginia. I think he was trying to do like Virginia.
Yeah, you got to learn to chew on them. Again. You got to chew on a lot of syllables and consonants there. Virginia.
Me and him have the same level of Southern accent.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So when they get home, though, aside from wanting to talk like a Southerner, he's loving taking hot showers. But more than that, this motherfucker needs a computer. Okay. That's what I need. The second I touch down for me to live out my life, I'm going to need a...
He's on that Soulja Boy plan.
I mean, he is definitely on that Soulja Boy plan, but that ain't Keem. That's Kara. You got the wrong one. You're not getting
She's like, yeah, that doesn't make sense.
And what
That's
kind of...
That's one-sixth of our money. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's her point. $1,000.
And he tries to go with, oh, actually, it's my money because I sold a lot of my stuff in DR.
Oh, okay.
And she's like, nah, it's our money.
Yeah, we're about to
you
be married.
You can use my computer, though.
Man, that old busted fucking thing, man, that shit doesn't even have a fucking, like, graphics card in it. A what? Nothing. I mean, for using spreadsheets and shit so I can start my accounting career. The fuck?
Did you think that the reason he wanted his own computer was for porn strictly? Because that's what I thought. Because he was like, I don't want to break your computer and have you be mad
at me.
Nah,
he want a game. He wants a game. That's what he's trying to do. He's young. I can't believe that this guy isn't playing video games. And a computer is a way that you can say, I need a thing, but you can do more. I mean, it might be everything. He might want a game. He might want to jerk off to all kinds of shit. And the computer is the gateway to that. Shout out Gateway Computers.
I guess it's all of it. But when she goes, you don't need a computer. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Out loud, I said, I hate you, Mom.
Right.
Like, and then the next line he says is like, she can't talk down to me like that. She's not my mom.
I'll do it. I'll spend 1/6 of my entire money to help me get through the period in which I will not be making any money to help my relationship. Fuck that. I'm going to use that money. That honestly... That's so reckless, you know, when you're young. But I get that feeling. I too was an idiot with my money. I remember once I bought a fucking TV, like a 32-inch TV. This was before flat screen. This was like right when flat screens came out. I couldn't afford a flat screen, so I bought a regular ass 32-inch TV because I got a little bit of my apartment deposit back. And
oh shit, yeah, when that happens it's so unexpected.
Stupid.
You're like, oh yeah, this is gone.
Yeah, I'm like, this is gone. Tell me why. I couldn't move out on my own for like 4 months because that stupid ass purchase, because I was like, what the fuck was that for? I didn't have a place to fucking put it. But I'm stupid. But yeah, I respect it, you know. That's you gotta take those lickings, you know, those life lessons. But yeah, that's what it's gonna be. Shall we take a break?
Yes.
Let's take
a break. And then finish with Bilal.
And Shida. Right after this, we'll be back. 420-day fiancé.
America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. And it's time to, I guess, wrap this episode up by talking about our last couple, Bilal and Shida. They're still getting settled, or she's getting settled into the new home. She starts off basically saying, I'm still upset and resentful about his prank. But she's like, but you know what? The fact that he's not broke is a bit of a consolation prize at the moment. So I'm trying to have that be in my mind. But his mom, sister, and brother come over, and she's so nervous to meet them. And she was, it was so funny when they came in, she's like, oh my God, they're here. And when they were like, when he was like welcoming them in the front door, she was waiting in the kitchen and she was like trying to hit different poses, trying to figure out how she wanted to like set her body position up when they walked in the kitchen. She's like, should I lean casual? No, fuck that. Okay.
It was so sweet.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a, she's, I think over from what I've seen, I'm like, it sounds like she really would have been she would have been down for you to be broke if you had just been honest, maybe, or whatever, or she seemed not like the person you thought she was. But anyway, that was a faulty test. And then even with this, she cares so much. It could be just because she's really nervous about like what his mother thinks, more so than that she wants to make a good impression. But either way, it was funny. It was a very like rom-com moment when she was doing that. But when they all sit down to eat, you know, they start talking and his sister's like, so what did you think of the house prank? What'd you think? Like, what did it make you feel? Did you laugh? Like, what was your, how did you take that in? And she's just like, oh, and then Bilal's like, everybody knows about the prank. Like around the
he's
table.
Like, he's like, actually, they helped me set up for the
what
prank.
What the fuck? And everyone's like, ah.
What is wrong with your fucking family?
Oh, cool. So she's like, well, I walked in and I thought I was going back in time.
She's like, it looked like my grandma's house. The ceiling looked like my grandma's house.
Excuse me?
Then everyone's face falls on the other side of the table. Mm-hmm. And they're just staring at her like she's the worst piece of shit gold digger in the world.
It's like,
as opposed to a woman that saw holes in a ceiling and got worried because she can't work at all to help improve the house.
Right. And this guy lied to her, acting like he was driving a Benz and shit and came in a white work van. But okay. Okay. That's cool. Then it gets a little bit more fucked up. Because his sister is like, sort of like, okay, so like, what's the deal? You're 37, you're single, you're childless. Like, what's going on? Like, tell me about like what's your feeling, like how, where your life's at. And she's like, yeah, I love kids, you know, so I'm not worried about being like around his children and treating them as my own. But she's like, I'd also like to have kids. And everyone's like, Bilal, what do you think? And he's like, but like, if you don't have kids, it's easier.
Like, you can travel anytime. And she keeps saying, oh, we can bring the baby while you travel. And that's a fantasy. Everyone knows babies can't be brought
anywhere. And it's just a fantasy. Like, you're not going to be alone with the child 24/7. That's, how are you going to fit traveling into all that? How are you going to be a wife and a mother and a yoga teacher? Okay.
That's an Elijah
Wan
type
exactly. statement. That's, he's doing Elijah Wan type things. That's what he means. You're living in a fantasy land. You're living in a fantasy land. That's what you're doing. I don't know, man. He's like, it's wild to be like, yeah, mom, you know, she's kind of a fucking loser and weak in her head. And so, you know, she's got these ideas, but we'll see what happens. Maybe she'll get her shit together. And it was like, right. Like, whoa.
It was also really creepy to be like, this is, you knew she was really worried about meeting your family.
Yeah.
This is her first time meeting them. And instead of focusing your energy on making her feel more comfortable, what you're focusing your energy on is like fucking throwing her under the bus and being like, yeah, so she reacted like a total gold digger. What do you guys think?
What the fuck?
Mom? Sister, brother, what do you guys think? She a piece of shit? Show of hands.
I think Shida need to go. Because if that's your first lunch. You had nobody was sympathetic at all. They're like, yeah, she is living in a fantasy land. What's her name? Tinkerbell? The fuck is going on? Is her shift at Disneyland up? Because she's in fantasy land. That was very odd to like the whole interaction. I was like, that would have been so unnerving. I just moved here from another country, and the first thing you're trying to say is like, oh, this person's like, they got their head up their ass, their head's in the clouds, like that's how they fucking think.
It also would make me so nervous that instead of me feeling like we're a team, that like I come and meet your family for the first time and it just seems like all you've been waiting for is to like talk shit about me.
Yeah,
it's just really, really uncomfortable situation. I would feel so bad if I was her.
Yeah, they're very quick to just like go to like groupthink and be like, yep, and it's us versus her. Which is like, ooh, that's a bad reflex. That's not, you don't want that.
One thing that I thought is, do you think maybe they're like that? Because it's like, he's become financially successful. So he's like, you know, when people like in the family are like, oh, this is like the star of our family.
Right. And so they're
so whatever's like fucked up with them in another level, they're like, but look at them. They're so successful.
Mm. Maybe. I mean, you know, everyone is much more complex than the first 10 minutes of a reality show makes them out to be. But that doesn't matter because we're experts in wild speculation. So
that's what my PhD is.
Yeah. In wild speculation. Wildly
pretty
speculating.
Hit and miss.
But when you hit, it's like you Dog. People think you're a fucking psychic and you're like, I know, I can see it from fucking mile away.
You disregard anything you ever said that did not fit the narrative.
No. Those are
like
lies.
A politician.
Those are lies, and you're actually against me and you're a communist. And I don't know, like, I think you wouldn't vote for Obama if he ran again. That's what I would say. So you should go. Okay. That's it. Anything else?
That's it.
All right.
We did it.
Well, we did it. And you did it too. Thanks for joining us. Shouts to Brian. Shouts to Casey, who work on the show. Brian with the engineering, editing, producing. And Casey with the social media producing. All that. Man, just doing it all. But yeah, find us everywhere at 420 Day Fiance on Twitter and Instagram. You can also go to patreon.com/420dayfiance. Please consider supporting the show because your support means we can do fun things like the vault where you will hear about the ultimatum. And what else? Twitch.tv/420dayfiance.com as well as 420dayfiance.com. Like literally. I think I said twitch.tv/420dayfiance.com. You know what I meant, but
really
also 420dayfiance.com. Boom. Go there. Get some merch.
Appreciate you
and
appreciate Casey and Brian. And thank you, K1s. You and our angels in
you
heaven.
You are our angels. Our. That's a sea lion bonus.
I'll seal you later.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'll take that kiss from a rose. Bye, ya, bye, ya, bye, ya, there.
So much you could
and remain my
that wasn't
oh, to me you're like a grown addiction that I can't do. Okay. You can find me, Sophia Alexandra, at the Sophia SOFIYA on Twitter and Instagram. Also, check out my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown with Courtney Kosak. Check out my album, Father's Day, and check my socials for other information, upcoming tings.
And of course, you can follow me, Miles Gray, on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A.
Mm.
And obviously, you have to listen to my other podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist, which is the fucking shit.
Oh.
And I co-host it with Jack O'Brien, and we have very cool guests on. So don't be a dumbass and listen to us literally every
be
day.
Be a fun ass. Okay.
Fun.
All right, punk asses. We'll see y'all later. Oh, fucking bye. Yeah.
20-day fiancé.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.